Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Doug Lamorese here. Welcome back to your Ohio State headlines for Buckeye Talk for the week of July 22nd. Five things going on with Ohio State. Great time for you to be a tech subscriber. 614-350-3315 will get you a 14-day free trial. $4 a month, after that. You know, info, surveys, texts right there into your phone. If you haven't tried it now because stuff is starting. Here we go. Ryan Day named the best coach in the Big Ten. Well, not named, but that's what the opinion says, though it's close. Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. Cleveland.com is the site that conducts the closest thing to an official Big Ten preseason poll because the Big Ten does not do it itself. And as part of that this year, we at Cleveland.com asked 34 writers, media members from around the Big Ten, who do you believe to be the best coach in the Big Ten? Wasn't a preseason Big Ten coach of the year or anything. Just who do you think the best coach is? Very, very close vote. Ryan Day of Ohio State edging out Pat Fitzgerald of Northwestern. Now, no surprise that those were the top two. You had to think Fitzgerald, who at Northwestern has won the West two of the last 3 years for a program that traditionally is terrible at football. You knew he'd be in there. I wasn't sure about Ryan Day. He inherited a lot from Urban Meyer, but he's also led the Buckeyes to the playoffs the last 2 years, has not lost a regular season game, has even bettered, at least in a ranking standpoint, Ohio State's recruiting since taking over for Urban Meyer, one of the great recruiters in college football history. But I wasn't sure what people thought of Ryan Day, and he kind of got the respect that you thought maybe he probably deserves. Now, if you have a few questions about Ryan Day, right, he's going into year three. How's he going to handle a new quarterback? Handled a new quarterback pretty well in 2019 when Justin Fields transferred from Georgia to play for Ryan Day. But that's what the media members thought. Ryan Day first, Pat Fitzgerald second. That's our Cleveland.com poll of who's the best coach in the Big Ten. For stuff like that, make sure you're reading Cleveland.com/OSU. Rumors about what could happen with Oklahoma and Texas shaking up college football. Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. Reports out that Oklahoma and Texas are thinking about leaving the Big 12, might be interested in joining the SEC. If that happened, there'd be two powerhouses taking the SEC from a 14-team conference to a 16-team conference. Probably would spell the end of the Big 12, at least in terms of it being viewed truly as a power conference. So what does this mean for Ohio State? I think maybe nothing. You think about what happened to Ohio State the last three times the Big Ten expanded. Nebraska, Maryland, Rutgers. What was the actual effect on Ohio State football with that expansion? I don't know. Just three more teams that Ohio State's going to beat. Listen, would this drive Notre Dame into a conference? Maybe, but it probably wouldn't be the Big Ten. Probably would be the ACC. Would the Big Ten then expand somehow? I don't know. Maybe, but probably not with any schools that would challenge Ohio State's place. And Ohio State's not going anywhere. They're not leaving the Big Ten. And with the playoff situation probably expanding, you know, you just got to win your conference or compete at the top of your conference. You don't even have to win it. Finish second, get in the playoff, and take your chances. The teams that Ohio State's going to play in the regular season, they're not going to change. Ohio State's path to a national championship, the playoff might adjust that, but it's not really going to change. So this might be silly season again. Conference realignment might be on the horizon. Maybe you love this stuff. It drives me nuts a little bit, but I'll tell you this. I'm not sure any of it is going to affect Ohio State in any way. Yeah, the SEC might become a super conference. Yeah, the SEC might make more money. But listen, you're a college football fan. And the Buckeyes are going to be the Buckeyes. So if you want to pay attention to this realignment stuff, feel free. Also, feel free to ignore it because sometimes you just want to talk about football. I'm Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. Who's the preseason offensive player of the year in the Big Ten, according to our Cleveland.com poll? It's Chris Olave, the Ohio State receiver. He got 11 of 34 first-place votes. Maybe tighter voting than you may have expected. Michael Penix, the Indiana quarterback, he got 8 first-place votes. Muhammad Ibrahim, the running back from Minnesota, he got 4 first-place votes. Then it's Tyler Linderbaum, the center from Iowa, Garrett Wilson, the receiver from Ohio State, David Bell, the receiver from Purdue. They go 4-5-6, so it's 58 overall points for Olave, 44.5 for Penix, 36 for Ibrahim, 13 for Linderbaum, 12 for Wilson, 10 for Bell. A couple of the first-place votes, C.J. Stroud, the presumptive quarterback for Ohio State, although he's never thrown a pass in college football. He got 2 first-place votes, 1 each for quarterback Graham Mertz of Wisconsin and receiver Jahan Dotson of Penn State. Also 1 for Iowa running back Tyler Goodson and 1 for Ty Freifogel, the receiver from Indiana. So listen, oh, sorry, Tanner Morgan, you got 1 too, the Minnesota quarterback. That's 12 different players receiving a first-place vote for preseason Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year. Wide-open race. Not usually a thing that a receiver wins, but Penix clearly the best returning quarterback. Olave and Garrett Wilson probably the best overall returning players on the offensive side of the ball, but certainly some uncertainty in the Big Ten when it comes to who's going to be the best offensive player in the league. We at Cleveland.com, our poll preseason, says it's Chris Olave. Make sure you're reading Cleveland.com/OSU. Defensive preseason player of the year in the Big Ten, it's Brandon Joseph, the safety from Northwestern. I'm Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. Brandon Joseph, one of 6 players who got a first-place vote in our preseason poll where Cleveland.com surveyed 34 media members from around the Big Ten. The Big Ten doesn't do it, so we pick up the slack. Brandon Joseph, 11 first-place votes, 49 points. Second, Purdue defensive end George Karloftis, 8 first-place votes, 33 points. Then Haskell Garrett, the defensive tackle, All-American last year for Ohio State. He got 5 first-place votes. Then fourth, Micah McFadden, 6 first-place votes, the linebacker from Indiana. Olakuni Fatukasi, the linebacker from Rutgers, he got 3 first-place votes. And then the last first-place vote tied for 7th, Taiwan Mullen, the cornerback from Indiana. So Brandon Joseph, George Karloftis, Haskell Garrett, Micah McFadden, kind of a group of 4 at the top there, but Brandon Joseph, really good player, led the Big Ten in interceptions last season, helped lift that Northwestern defense, and that defense was the reason the Wildcats made the Big Ten championship game a year ago. Don't normally see a safety win an award like this, but that's just how good Brandon Joseph is. And no pass rusher quite like Chase Young or Joey Bosa coming back in the Big Ten this year. George Karloftis, really good, projected as a first-round draft pick, but Brandon Joseph edges him out. Make sure you're listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week and reading Cleveland.com/OSU. Ohio State, guess what? Preseason favorite in the Big Ten. The Cleveland.com poll said it, but you don't necessarily, you don't need us to tell you that. Everybody knows it. Ohio State got all 34 first-place votes to win the Big Ten East, and the Buckeyes were selected by 33 of 34 voters to win the Big Ten. One voter picked Wisconsin. In the West, Wisconsin, the overwhelming favorite, 29 first-place votes, 5 first-place votes for Iowa in the West. The rest of the standings, again, predicted by 34 Big Ten writers in our Cleveland.com poll. Big Ten East, Ohio State 1, Penn State 2. Indiana 3, Michigan 4, Maryland 5, Rutgers 6, Michigan State 7. In the West, Wisconsin 1, Iowa 2, Northwestern, the champ a year ago, their 3rd, Minnesota 4, Nebraska 5, Purdue 6, Illinois 7. Make sure you're reading Cleveland.com/OSU and listening to the Buckeye Talk podcast 5 days a week.